This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Somebody ought to look into that. Let's look into what Jimmy Carter has to report now, thanks to Swartner Farm and Ranch and Prime Bank of Texas and Precision Camera. Howdy, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning. I've been out running around this morning. I'm sure glad I don't have to fight traffic. That is one great thing about working the morning show, is you're not out there with all these crazy people in the morning. And I had to be out there with them till just now. So I'm getting my papers in order. Please stand by.
Stand by.
Sound like you're hurricane.
Like you're writing your will or something. Getting my papers in order.
I had to get my papers in order. The hurricane is the big story of today. It's an unusual one. Maybe they all are one of a kind, but this one is particularly crazy because it just formed, and it's going to go from a 1 late yesterday to a 4 by the time it hits at 7 o'clock tonight in the Big Bend of Texas. It's a big, wide-ranging storm. Not going to mess up Panama City. Now, I understand it moved a little bit, maybe in the last report, but it's still going to come in on the Big Bend. Category 4 is a monster. That's bad. I know a lot of farmers have been in their field overnight in South Georgia, Northwest Florida, trying to get their crops before peanuts, cotton, before they're ruined with possibly a foot of rain. They wouldn't be able to get into their fields for, you know, who knows how long.
National Weather Service, they are saying that it might come ashore as a 3 instead of a 4, but it won't make any difference because it's such a high 3. It won't make any difference. And by the way, Jimmy, I was saying this morning, as long as I've been reporting on hurricanes and stuff like that, I've never seen the language of desperation or alarm that the National Weather Service is using.
Katrina. Right before Katrina hit, they put that language out.
But they did?
It said, this is an unsurvivable storm.
I didn't remember that. Unsurvivable storm.
Unsurvivable
storm. You noticed it, too.
I posted it 3 times on different Facebook pages, that whole verbatim. And particularly because I know there are 2 women, 2 older ladies that rented a place in Apalachicola, and they were told to evacuate, and they said, we're not. We paid for this for the whole week, and we're going to stay. And those are people that are not familiar with this. I remember I was trying to live in Fairhope, Alabama for a little while. I went through 2 hurricanes, and hurricanes is what busted that whole relationship up.
Is that the place I went last year for a wedding? I couldn't believe how nice it was.
Yes.
Fairhope. Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's a great place, man.
And it's a real tree-oriented place. And Hurricane 3 went right over the top of it and destroyed many of the great oak trees in town and just really devastated the community for a while until they put it back together. But they couldn't, you know, the big oak trees and some of these things were gone. Power was out for a week or two or more for some people. This, you've got right now in Ocala, Florida, you couldn't get a hotel room if you wanted one. It's all power company people. Thousands of power company people are there
getting ready to be ready.
On that side. And then they've got all the hotel rooms are gone in Dothan, Alabama. All the power company people are there, and they're probably in a whole bunch of other places too, because power is going to be the big story. Hopefully loss of life with this much warning will not be. But I think something like 70% of people who get killed in modern hurricanes are killed by the rising water. This is even Tampa Bay's going to go up 3. And how you explain this to people that don't know? Let's say you're standing at the bottom of your swimming pool cleaning it out. It's empty. You're down there at the filter. Okay, the high end's 12 feet. Imagine if the water started coming in and you were wearing bricks on your shoes. Okay, well, the water's going to be all the way to the top of the pool when it fills. And that's how the storm surge is going to be, that and more, there in the Big Bend of Florida.
Yeah, on top of a two-story building, even higher up than that.
But even higher.
I'm glad you noticed that. I guess you say that there was a case. But when I was reading the National Weather Service, this will be particularly catastrophic and unsurvivable. And even went on to say, now get this, please, please, please take any evacuation order seriously. Three pleases from the National Weather Service. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, there's so many storms and people hear about these, and people that are from the Midwest, they're used to tornadoes and they know they can hide from those. In the part of the world that's the Gulf Coast, I hadn't heard this saying, but it's very common to understand. You hide from the wind, you run from the water. That's a pretty good saying. You run from the water, you hide from the wind. The wind will be big, and I tried to explain to people. I was on the air in Macon a little while ago, and it's going to be a Hurricane 1 when it gets to Warner Robins in Macon, Georgia, up to I-75. That's a lot of that. Any kind of hurricane.
I was saying that yesterday. Once they get inland, they're not a hurricane anymore. This one is going to be.
Way into the deal, tomorrow morning, because this thing is going to really go fast up the road. And when it gets there, it's going to be 85 miles an hour. At 85 mile an hour winds, if you're in your home starts to react to it. It makes noises, and you got to prepare your children for that because it's scary. And your house isn't going to blow away, not at that 85 miles an hour, but it starts doing, ooh, your house starts getting a low frequency thing going on.
And high frequency. As a kid, I sat through so many. And that's exactly, Jimmy, what I outstandingly remember the most. And it won't stop, and it's scary.
Oh, and you don't, because the first thing you think of is tornado. And that's not impossible. Sometimes tornadoes are embedded in these hurricanes, and there's spin-ups and spin-downs. But you just think, oh, and it goes on forever. It goes on for hours and hours and hours and hours. And then if the eye comes by, it'll rest it for a little bit. And you'll think it's okay. You go outside, and it looks okay. And then it comes back.
Been through it.
That for a long time. So this is going to raise the insurance rates in Florida again. What they're really worried about is the geologic survey people are saying that if you enjoy going to the beaches of like Treasure Island, St. Petersburg, Pinellas County, Citrus County, any of those counties, that the storm surge, they're worried, is going to go over the dunes into the road a little bit and then recede, and it's going to screw up the dune system and take away the beaches again. So that's a problem, you know, for tourism, for everything. So there's just a lot of consequences with a hurricane.
Totally hung up on the that story you told about the two older women, you know, saying, no, we paid for it. We're saying that's like saying, hey, we can't take off because our engines are failing. And you go, no, take off. I paid for this flight. You're a moron.
Yeah, you know, I want to go anyway. So I don't know what to tell you, but it's just this hurricane is going to be a big deal now for the next 36 hours. And then it's going to go up into Tennessee, and we don't really know what it's going to do there. It's going to poop out. But poop out, when it poops out,
it
just really dumps the rain. I mean, like 10 inches, 12 inches, 15 inches of rain. And I had 10 inches of rain one day in Houston, and that made the Buffalo Bayou go from a little nothing up to the windows at KHOU on Allen Parkway. So 12 and 15 inches of rain on most places it can't handle. It.
Well, as we all remember, what the worst ever in Houston as, from flooding standpoint was Harvey, right? That was 15, 17. This one's supposed to be 20.
So, but, you know, Houston's a bowl, and it's flat, and, you know, it does weird things with water. At least these places have some angle to them, so that's where you got to worry about flash flood going into landslides and mudslides, and just it's just an ugly thing. So it does a lot of good stuff because a lot of people need the water, but they don't need it all in one day. and they certainly don't need any of the wind. So we'll see what happens. Coming up, Mother Nature, maybe.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Be angry the next 36, 48 hours.
And back to page two with Jimmy Carter.
All right, fasten your seatbelts. We're going to try to tell you all the rest of the stuff that's going on. Congress passed a short-term funding bill, so the government's not going to shut down. Maybe before Christmas, December 20th is how long this one lasts. Passenger killed, person with a gun hijacked a city bus. It looked like something you would see on SWAT or one of those shows. Led police on the chase. It was all over the place. Suspect arrested. The FTC is suing five companies over the deceptive uses of AI. Some of you high-tech people in Austin will be interested in that. How about Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, indicted on federal corruption charges? And he's screaming bloody murder on this one because he said he was indicted because he criticized the Biden administration. He did. He went after him pretty hard because of these illegal people that might be in that town roaming around, and they've really been hit hard by it.
Wait, New York. Are you saying that the Justice Department could be controlled by the president, and if you
go against them, a local DA might jump in,
the same one that went after Trump?
That's according to Eric Adams, of course. I would never say anything.
Just checking.
Kentucky sheriff that was shot dead in the courthouse. The sheriff remains emotionless. He has pled not guilty. No motive is given. I heard one, but I can't say. This is a personal kind of murder, and it has something to do with, I think it's pictures on the phone or a text on the phone. And he has been emotionless and not talking during all this. The government, he won't quit either, by the way. He's still the sheriff of the county. The governor demands that he quit before Friday. I don't know what if he can get rid of him or not. I don't know. These sheriffs in the South are very powerful people. Hooters, they're in financial trouble. $300 million in debt. They've already closed 40 of their underperforming restaurants, Florida, Kentucky, Texas, Rhode Island, Virginia, and they may have to do more. Southwest.
Important story. Keep us abreast, would you?
Hey-o.
I will. Thank you. Southwest, they're changing their route network again. Atlanta's getting ready to be blown out. They're going to reduce its presence in that airport from 18 to 11 gates, reducing number of pilots and flight attendants based there. Yeah, you know, you're fighting with Delta in a hub city that's been
well,
difficult.
And Southwest is
impossible.
They're fighting with San Antonio, and the latest news is there. They can't come to a deal. We're just leaving San Antonio completely.
Well, I'm telling you, this Southwest is, with this new boys in town running that thing or getting ready to run it, we don't know what's going to happen there. Israel preparing for a ground war with Lebanon. This is very serious, not getting enough attention, but I think when we hear about it, the American people, their eyes glaze over because we've seen, you know, all our lives, we've seen nothing but trouble between those people. So what's it going to be this time? I don't know. The Harris Trump deal. A lot of people talking about a lot of different stuff, but it's still just going on. There's a vice presidential debate next week. I don't know how much attention that really
Tuesday night
or deserves, but it's there. And there's going to be, and I think this movie was shot actually in Houston, if my memory serves me correct. 1987, there was a film called RoboCop. Paul Verhoeven did it. It was a science fiction drama about a cop that got killed, and they brought him back as a computer. The computer was half man, half cyborg. It was a pretty big hit. It spawned a couple of sequels, and Amazon now owns the rights to that subject, and they're going to bring it back as a series. RoboCop the series.
You ought to call it AI Bot, because that's really the deal now.
And so I'm telling you, so it's a little bit more believable now
than
it was in 1987, that's for sure. And tonight on NBC is the People's Choice Country Awards. If you're interested in some of that, it'll be there. Shania Twain is hosting. I know Brad Paisley is unveiling a new song somewhere in the end of it.
Heard the new song this morning. It's a good song.
Okay, good. I saw a little bit of rehearsal last night. This is, I watched the show yesterday. You know, Dr. Phil, he has his own network now, and I didn't know where you could see it. I've not seen it come up on YouTube TV or whatever. It's called Merit Street. Well, they did an award show out of Nashville called the ACM Honors. I didn't really want to see it. And then I heard about some things around us. I need to see it. I need to see Dr. Phil's network. So I went and looked for it. I got it. Merit M-E-R-I-T plus, P-L-U-S.com.
That's the name of a network or a show?
It's a whole network. It's got all the Dr. Phil shows. It's got movies, and it's free. So you have to sign up, which you put your name, password, and then that's it, and you're in. And I watched this ACM Honors on my computer in 4K. Beautiful, beautiful sound. A great thing there on Lainey Wilson saluting her. There was a great thing with Alan Jackson. Poor guy. He's got that disease that he can't be stable. Like, he can't stand there alone on his 2 feet without feeling like or looking like he's going to fall over. It makes it look like he's drunk, and he's not. He's got some disease I can't pronounce. But he had his wife kind of, he was leaning on her and did his remarks. They were giving him some kind of icon award. But it was worth seeing just for those two segments. And the Dr. Phil shows are on there. I understand there are a lot of movies on that channel that you can watch for free. And I don't know if it's going to make it, but it's there today. So Merit Street is his company. And Merit, M-E-R-I-T-P-L-U-S, one word, .com is where you'll find that ACM Honors. I think worth checking on, and maybe worth checking on that streaming network because it's free. And I don't know how long that's going to last, but it's free right now. So
got a tip for you.
Just the tip with Bob.
The Ellen special. It's been streaming now two days on Netflix. Ellen, what's it called? For Your Approval?
Yeah, For Your Approval. Yeah.
Jimmy, I wasn't expecting it. I've never laughed so consistently for so long. She's brilliant, man. Just brilliant.
She is brilliant. No, there's no question.
Yeah.
I interviewed her twice.
Really?
She's a cold fish. I interviewed her for, she was the fish. What was that one?
Dory.
Little fish. Nemo. Finding Nemo.
Yeah, Finding Nemo. She was Dory, though.
Dory.
That was her
Dory.
Character, yeah.
And she's just, we were not into each other, you know, and for some reason, I don't know. Maybe. But it just, she was just kind of cold. But when she's on, she's funny. She's sarcastic, and I'm sure she is. And I've seen a couple of clips. I'll check that out.
It's interesting. And she's really defending herself in this, you know, getting fired, being gay,
without being. Now, maybe there's one or two places somebody would say, but without being "woe is me" and I got a bad rap. She handled it so well.
She never got to say goodbye.
Yeah,
and she said, "This is her
I
kind
had
of."
Some kids that went to work for her. Some people from my school. We got them an internship. I did because I knew somebody else over there, and they worked there.
What did they say?
She just demands complete quality.
She threw that away. She said, it wasn't ever a speech, really.
Right.
But the closest she got, she said, I'm this, and I'm demanding. And that's about kind of where she left it.
And she is. But then she had a great, I thought her program was excellent. You know, it was an excellent show. Wasn't for me, but I appreciated the production and the standard she operated under and knew a lot of people that went there, and it ran like a Swiss watch. You know, it was, that way, but I'm sure for some of the employees, particularly some of the slackers, they didn't have a good time there.
Hey, are you still teaching at the, I know you got to go, at
No, when they went Zoom, I said goodbye after 25 years.
As a professor. And for those who didn't know,
25 years doing it.
At
Belmont University.
Belmont University. By the way, a good friend of mine came up to me at the game last week, GA. He said, "Bob, my daughter is going to Beaumont." And I said, "You mean Lamar?" He said, "No, Beaumont." And I said, "There's a university there?" "Yeah, in Nashville."
You meant Belmont?
Oh, he said, I was here in Beaumont. And he wanted to know if you were still there because his daughter is taking business relations in music and PR.
That would have been Jimmy.
That would have been you.
It would have been me. Well, you know, I did it from 1990 till 2 years ago or so, and I did enough. After a while, you've done enough. And so I'm still doing TV and radio. And
you made your mark, Jimmy.
Right now.
Jimmy will debut that new Brad Paisley song that you talked about. I found it. Oh, it's called Truck Still Works.
Truck Still Works.
All right. That's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.